Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, October 12th. Today on the Purple State Update with the Colorado Sun, we'll talk about the plan that was released on Tuesday that calls for seven states to agree on conservation and drought mitigation efforts for the Colorado River. The Colorado River shed pours from the upper basin states to the lower basin states. The essential problem, according to Colorado Sun reporter Jason Blevins, is that the lower basin states are running out of water.
That is correct. Obviously, the lower basin is Nevada, Arizona, and California. And those are some growing and thirsty and dry states. And they require more and more water to accommodate this growth. And as they have needed more water, we are in the middle of a 19-year drought. And the Colorado River has been basically overtaxed. We take too much out than what is pouring in, specifically at Lake Mead down there in Nevada, where, you know, that's the sort of water storage for those three states. And as that reservoir reaches a critical level, they're looking higher for us to provide more water. 70% of all the water that flows into the Colorado River comes from the Colorado Mountains, Rocky Mountains. So I guess the idea here is, how do we accommodate those increasing demands, protect water for Colorado and the upper basin, which is Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, protect our need for that water while still meeting the demand for downstream. So that's what this drought contingency plan is doing, is trying to balance those two often competing demands for a limited resource.
In 2007, the lower basin states came to an agreement about what to do to conserve water and mitigate effects of the drought. Now the upper basin has to come to a similar agreement, and that's what was released on Tuesday. The plan, which would begin in 2020, calls for taking water out of Blue Mesa and other reservoirs and diverting it to Lake Powell. If Lake Powell doesn't get that water, there could be some dire consequences.
The idea is that they want to protect Powell, so they want to create a sort of conservation account in Powell that would be upper basin water that, you know, doesn't necessarily flow automatically down to the lower basin. It's upper basin water that we own that we can use to protect Powell as that reservoir threatened to reach a critically low level that could really cause a lot of problems.
And let's stay with Lake Powell for a little bit. Last I saw, the number I think was 37% is how full it is right now. And your article talks about three pretty dire consequences if Lake Powell gets too low. Talk about those consequences and how close is it to being that low?
It's right now, I think it's at around 3,600 feet elevation and right around 3,500 feet, 3,490. So a little bit more than 100 feet in elevation. When that drops down, that's called the minimum power pool, or otherwise known as dead pool. And when that happens, oh, we got big trouble. It's too low to turn the Glen Canyon Dam turbines, which deliver electricity to dozens and if not hundreds of rural communities around that area. And then the revenue that comes from selling that electricity goes into desalination and environmental protections for endangered species. And, you know, that revenue is critical and kind of most important. When it reaches 3,490, there is no longer an ability to provide that lower basin with contractually obligated water. So all of a sudden, three really bad things happen if it gets to that level at 3,490.
And so the point of this proposed agreement is to keep Lake Powell full enough to avoid those dire consequences. The plan calls for water to be taken from Blue Mesa, Navajo, and Flaming Gorge reservoirs, and then banked in Lake Powell. KVNF News asked Blevins if the agreement takes into consideration the current state of Blue Mesa, which is itself at a record low and has toxic algae blooms growing in it because the water is too low and too warm. The agreement could well trigger federal oversight and approval that will be required as it gets finalized.
It is critical. Anyone who's driven by Blue Mesa lately can see that you can pretty much walk across that lake. Really, really low right now. And anyone who has relied on Gunnison River water this year, the orchard growers in the North Fork to ranchers, you know, even further downstream, it's been a hard, hard year with some really a lot of belt tightening. And it, I can only imagine the reaction among some of those ranchers and farmers that they are being asked to give even more of their Blue Mesa water. The idea is taking Blue Mesa water, Flaming Gorge, and Navajo Reservoir and using that storage and just basically transferring it as into a conservation account in Lake Powell. You know, the water would still belong to them. It would just be in a different place. But that doesn't do a lot of good for people who need that water as it flows down. There's a pretty decent question as to whether or not these federal actions, this impact, will require some sort of federal review. Will we have to have a new NEPA review in order to, you know, lower Blue Mesa so low that maybe it endangers fish there, or it, like you said, it causes toxic blooms, or it causes the water to get so warm that it threatens all species. I talked to the Bureau of Reclamation folks in Utah. They say that this plan falls within the parameters of that NEPA-reviewed 2007 interim guideline plan, so they do not seem to think, Bureau of Reclamation people, as well as the Colorado Water Conservation people, do not seem to think that this plan will trigger NEPA review. But you know, as you know, once this maybe takes a closer look and we actually get some numbers on what Blue Mesa could look like and Flaming Gorge could look like, that's when, you know, I think people would maybe start looking harder at potentially, you know, requiring a federal environmental review of this, whether it's an EIS or an EA or whatever it is. There might be further study of this.
Well, it's definitely a story that we're going to continue to follow. Jason Blevins from the Colorado Sun, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thanks, Eric. Real pleasure.
And finally today, local high school football teams are battling to make the playoffs, and a couple of games this weekend will go a long way towards determining who makes it. In the 1A Western Slope League, the game of the week is in Meeker tonight at 7 p.m. The Cowboys will host Paonia in a game that in each of the past three seasons has determined the league champion. Both teams are undefeated in league play. Meeker is ranked 7th in the state, and Paonia will be looking for an upset victory on the road. Each of Paonia's six games this year, win or lose, have ended in a shutout. In other 1A games tonight, Hotchkiss is at Olathe, and Cedar Edge is at Grand Valley. In 4A, number 3 and undefeated Montrose hosts Denver South. And in 2A, number 6 Basalt plays host to number 10 Delta. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, October 12th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.